Hi, podcast listeners. Lost in the Stacks broadcasts on WREK Atlanta from the campus of Georgia Tech every Friday at noon. Thanks for joining us through the internet. And if you have a moment, let us know how you found us, how you're listening, and what you like. We are always trying to improve and expand. Enjoy the show.
Come down to the library. We'll have a wild time.
Books!
In the library!
Books!
The library?
Punk-ass book jock.
The library?
Were you just putting that book away?
Come down to the library.
The library?
Books! In the library!
Books!
I guess you didn't know we have a system.
You are listening to WREK Atlanta, and this is Lost in the Stacks, the Research Library Rock and Roll Radio Show. I am Charlie. I'm joined by Emmy in the studio. We're all alone here because we don't even have a board op. It's me on the board, so I apologize ahead of time for the catastrophe you're about to hear. Each week on this show, we pick a theme and then use it to create a mix of music and library talk. Whichever you're here for, we hope you dig it. Today's show is called Design for Diversity,
which is also the name of an Institute of Museum and Library Services National Forum grant awarded to Northeastern University libraries to fund a series of public events and develop a teaching and learning toolkit.
As more and more projects arise that involve preserving the histories of marginalized communities, the toolkit will reflect on ways in which information systems embody and reinforce cultural norms, and empower cultural heritage practitioners to design systems that account for diverse cultural materials and ways of knowing.
If you, our listeners, want to join the conversation, the hashtag for this show is LITS359 for Lost in the Stacks episode 359. Feel free to tweet your thoughts, questions, or infrastructural critiques with that hashtag.
Our songs today are about speaking out, going against the grain, and the tools we use to achieve our goals. When we're changing the infrastructure, we've got to go about it systematically. So let's start with Systematic Way by Josie Cotton, right here on Lost in the Stacks.
This is Lost in the Stacks, and joining us by phone is Julia Flanders, Director of the Digital Scholarship Group at Northeastern University and co-principal investigator of the Design for Diversity Initiative. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So to start us off, can you tell us a little bit about the mission of the Digital Scholarship Group at Northeastern and your role as the director of it?
I think our mission is to support all the different varieties of digital scholarship that are happening at Northeastern or that could happen at Northeastern, and also to support the ways in which Northeastern partners with other institutions and with community groups to think about how digital scholarship can enrich not just the university community but the public at large.
Is that a collaboration between other universities that's sort of formalized, or is it just you all know you're working on digital scholarship and you have to work together to make it better?
In some cases, it's formalized. We have formal collaborative relationships with other institutions, for example, to host some of our projects or to develop some of our projects. And we also have informal relationships. For example, within the Boston area, there's a whole cluster of colleges and universities and libraries and just interested members of the public who get together for things like workshops or lecture series, seminars, that kind of thing.
Can you tell us a little bit about your pathway to Northeastern and how you arrived where you are today?
Well, I worked for a really long time at Brown University, where I had been a graduate student, and I there was in charge of directing the Women Writers Project, which is a longstanding digital humanities research and publication group. And I was also a member of the Scholarly Technology Group, which then became the Center for Digital Scholarship in the Brown University Library. And at a certain point, the Women Writers Project had matured to a point where it was ready, I think, for some new directions. And at that point, Northeastern asked if I would be interested in coming, so I did.
Now, with the connection to Brown, so Coover was a big part of electronic writing, but, you know, fictional narratives, and you said the writers group. Did this start in sort of a, you know, fictional use of digital tools and then building up into more of a, you know, cultural project thing? What was the tack that Brown was taking to build the digital scholarship?
Well, I think Brown actually, one of the things that was really interesting is that had a number of different points of origin. So, you know, very early on, the Brown Corpus, headed by, I believe, Nelson Francis, was a big linguistic research data collection. At the same time, Andy Van Dam and Nelson and people like that were working in hypertext and, you know, various related areas. And at the same time, people like Alan Rainier, Steve DeRose, Jim Coombs were working on sort of textual markup and markup languages and the technologies that would become XML. It's that latter sector that the Women Writers Project emerged from. But all three have intertwined in very interesting ways, and I think that the enduring legacy at Brown really draws on all three areas of expertise still.
So can you tell us about one of your recent initiatives? What is the Design for Diversity project, and where did this idea originate from?
Well, the inspiration was actually my colleague Amanda Russ, and I'm really sorry she wasn't able to join us today, but we had been working on a lot of different projects involving culturally sensitive materials, and we've been starting to have conversations about how to involve communities in decision-making and annotation and contextualization and in the sort of deeper design problems that we were tackling. And at that same time, we were also in the process of developing, you know, data models and functional specifications for the systems that we're going to use to ingest and manage and curate and disseminate these materials, all of which are sort of residing in and around our digital repository system at the Northeastern University Libraries. And so at the same time, you know, we're reading work by people like Tara McPherson that asks us to think about where in those kinds of systems social inequities and injustice along the lines of race and gender and so forth might be built in at a very deep level, technically speaking. And so it seemed as if, you know, an IMLS National Forums grant would actually be a really good way to have a much wider conversation about this, and one that wouldn't just involve us thinking wishfully about having, you know, some brilliant idea about how to solve all of these things, but would rather, you know, produce a much wider kind of set of perspectives. Anyway, as we thought about it further, we wanted some more tangible outcome than just a white paper, which is the typical result from an IMLS Forums grant. So we're also, as part of